You're with SBS Radio.
Now, we've got some fantastic news here with Ashley Barty triumphing once again with the WTA finals. It's making international headlines. What's the reaction of the organisation to, you know, she's done it again?
Well, it's one of great joy, I think you could call it. I think what's really stood out for the whole season for Ash is it's been a season of firsts. In that, if we go back to January, she starts the Australian Open reaching a quarterfinal, the first and furthest she'd gone in a Grand Slam tournament. And then at the next tournament, the French Open, she goes and wins it. Not long after that, becomes the world number one. And then seems really comfortable in being able to handle that position. And that's been so good to watch. But then to finish the year and actually really take ownership of that number one ranking has been sensational. And boy, what an ambassador she's turned out to be for our sport.
And about that, I mean, she's the first one since her, you know, mentor, Yvonne, did it. Wow, you know, it's almost, you know, too good to be true in terms of the story of the protege and, you know, coming full circle.
Yeah, I think when you look at women's tennis in Australia and we talk about the great things that Sam Stosur has done. Of course, she won a US Open. She got to number four in the world, but Ash more, you know, has gone past it. But then you go back to the other eras and we talk about Yvonne and how graceful she was, how elegant she was. And Ash has brought all of those things back into the sporting environs. And I talk about sporting being all of Australian sport, because it's been a pretty rough time for a lot of sports fans in terms of players' behaviours and attitudes and the way the world has changed. And Ash has brought it back to the days when you watch somebody like Yvonne and they didn't win, she held her head high, and the way her attitude is and everything that she's embodied in the last 12 months and really throughout her young career has been sensational. And I know so many people talk about the fact that isn't she lovely, hasn't she done so well, but she's competitive and at the same time, and it shows that you can be like that and still do well.
And she's still quite young when you think about it, and we've seen like Naomi talk about the pressures of being a world number one and you know how she basically cracked a little bit because of the added anxiety and pressure to perform. But you know, Ash just seems to be able to wear it very well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's been a lot of women more recently that have got to that number one position that haven't really enjoyed and embraced being there. They've talked about how hard it has been and what the expectations were in their time and even what people thought about their achievements while they'd been at number one. And Ash actually looks like she's actually comfortable with that. But some of that comes back to when you talk about her being young, you know, she hit the height by winning Junior Wimbledon at age 15 and then burst onto the scene with all of those expectations and didn't handle them very well. She, in her own words, has said that it probably happened too early. She didn't understand it. She didn't have any mechanisms to be able to help her through that. And that was when she walked away from the game. And I was involved with a lot of her development, and I didn't think she would come back. It was almost like, oh, well, we've probably lost her. But the fact she went away to another sport, which she was still good at in cricket, but realised her love for tennis, realised, I think, too, that she liked the individual sport where she was totally in control of what happened, that was a period that's allowed her now to be able to go on and do what she has done. Had she have not taken that break and still kept playing tennis, she probably would not have been able to achieve this in terms of, you know, what we could call greatness now by getting to the top position in the world, by winning a major, by winning the end-of-year title. All of those things have come from the experience. So she's more worldly, I think, than some of somebody like Naomi Osaka, who's got there in one quick go and is only just starting to understand the pitfalls that I think Ash has already been through.
And, you know, she is an ambassador for national Indigenous tennis. She's spends a lot of time in the top end speaking to the young ones. What do you think, you spoke about what she's brought to the ambassadorial role, what do you think she's brought to the advocacy for the Indigenous athletes?
Well, one of the things that stands out for me with Ash is that when she's taken on roles to be an ambassador for Indigenous tennis, more recently, she's just taken on a role for Tennis Australia as well in highlighting the difficulty for young women, young girls, to stay in sport. So we know that within sport from 15 to 18, one of every three girls leaves altogether, never comes back to sport because of the way they feel the pressures of just being a young woman, whether that be from their body image to whether they seem to feel they're successful, all those issues. And she's taken that on as well. The reason she's so good at those roles is she understands them. She's been through them. She's actually lived through them. So she's not just standing up saying, hey, I want to do this. She actually knows what all of those things feel like. And that's what's the brilliance about her and the things that she's taken on. It's not just about what she's been doing on court. It's how she does that off court. And we've got some lovely pieces of footage of her going to the Tiwi Islands and looking at helping those kids. She was in Cairns recently, and of course she's doing a lot of that with Yvonne. So those programs are just doing terrific stuff.
Mm. And what do you think that this will do in terms of this win and Ash's profile on the world stage to the pipeline of Indigenous athletes coming through?
Well, it's interesting because they've got somebody to look up to, somebody that they can see as their own age, that they can see on the world stage doing great things. And there was a period where you look at Kathy Freeman in the 2000 Olympics and winning gold, and she was able to do that. And Ash is starting to sit in that bracket for me as well. And I've been fortunate enough to go around Australia in our Hot Shots program and, you know, deliver tennis to kids and talk to them about what it's like to be a player and, you know, what you can do with tennis. And when I ask them, I do a little spiel and I talk about, do you know about Wimbledon, and maybe half do, and more know a little bit more about the Australian Open. And when you ask them about players and you say, you know, do you know Ash Barty? Everyone in the room, their hand goes up. And that just shows that she's got this gravitas towards young kids at the moment. So for tennis, it's a wonderful thing because we've got an opportunity to grow our sport as well. By virtue of, you know, her successes. But then she's playing that major role because she's likable. Parents want their kids to be like her, and the kids can see that there's good and bad behaviours, and they're actually being able to watch how you do it properly.
Is there anything within the organisation? I mean, quotas is always such a hard issue. I mean, Ash Barty has persisted and Yvonne's despite it, but are there any targets or any, I mean, that's part of the reason why she's the ambassador for Indigenous athletes, to try and get the numbers and attention and focus there. But is there other initiatives that are kind of targeting this as well to get more Indigenous athletes in?
Well, one of the things that Yvonne's been really good at doing is getting events together, and more recently, the last 2 years, had a big carnival up in Darwin. And that carnival is about numbers. Yes, I know she would love to get the next Indigenous champion to come out of that, but it's also understanding the Indigenous communities and how they think. And when kids in those communities can get together and be involved in a team and united sport, and remembering tennis is mainly individual, Yvonne's changed the way that they're trying to look at it. So getting them together, playing within a team when they're playing matches, and that has sort of brought a lot more kids into tennis in those communities than being a singular identity saying, I want to go off and play it. And so that's what's done between the pair of them, being Yvonne and Ash. It's actually creating events around Australia that can get kids to go to them, and that's been very, very successful, and that's what they will continue to build. And then once you get kids into that environment and they start to enjoy competing and those types of things, then there's a chance that they can go on and maybe potentially look at a career. But it's certainly what Yvonne's been able to do is to understand how young kids that are Indigenous think about sports, and it's different to how a lot of us other like myself would have thought. I'm very competitive in that environment. Some of those kids don't like to be that competitive. They like to be involved and inclusive, and that's what we're trying to make it, is inclusive.
How are you feeling right now in terms of the state of that pipeline of young Indigenous athletes coming through? You know, we've obviously seen, you know, development over the years. Ash, you know, was announced that ambassadorial role quite some years ago, and the work's been continuing. But how are you feeling about the state of play with where we're at with the young aspiring Indigenous athletes?
Well, I'm excited by the chance for growth. And I think that, you know, I think if we look at it and you go, well, now you with Ash and with what Yvonne's done, you've got this generational bookend, and so now you won't lose as many as you might have. And I think when somebody's in the news like Ash is, that makes it exciting, and those young kids want to meet that person. Yvonne comes from a different era now where she's a legend, and a lot of those young kids don't really know what she did. They didn't get to see that, but now they're seeing Ash. So I think this is, to describe it as, you know, you've got your open arms and now you're able to draw them all in and start. And I think this is the beginning of great things. It's not what's going to happen in a year or two. This is the beginning of what can happen in the next 10 to 15 years. And that's what Ash has been able to bring to the table.
Mm, so very much a sense of optimism about, you know, where we're going with it all.
Very much so. You know, the other part that this does for tennis and for sports in communities is what Ash's success allows tennis and Tennis Australia to go to local governments and make sure that we can get facilities in places where they're needed. I talked about the event in Darwin. Well, that was at a brand new tennis centre that the NT were able to get up and build and allow the space and the facilities of enough courts to get, you know, nearly 100 odd kids into that carnival. And that's what we want to do all around Australia. But that takes a little bit of money, it takes help from local governments, it takes understanding how to build those. And that's another part of what Tennis Australia is trying to do is, you know, you need facilities and places to play. And Ash's successes also do that. And that allows us to get into regional areas and build community spirit through tennis and through sport and through health. So when you have successes like the ones that are happening with Ash, it just builds in every aspect and every corner of the country.
Well, that's fabulous, Todd. Is there anything you wanted to say that I didn't ask you?
No, I don't think so. Covered it very nicely.
Oh, well, it's just great news. I've been following Ash Barty myself. I'm just like, whoa, you know, what a, you know, press conferences, the way she comports herself, you know, we're trying to search for, in tennis, you know, the male athletes are probably not quite to Ash's standard.
I did say one other thing in that earlier today in some TV things. I would really love to see Ash become Australian of the Year, because I feel that it's an opportunity. Often when sports people have got them, it's been done upon their result. Ash has done more than that. Her results have been phenomenal. She's reached that pinnacle. But it's what she's driving off the court also, through her attitudes, through her behaviours, through the way she's so humble, through her family values, through her work with Indigenous kids, through her work with young women and trying to keep young girls involved in sport. Those are key things for our communities. And when you look at Australian of the Year, it can come down to scientists, it can come down to all sorts of different elements of our community, but she covers all of those so well. And what an honour that would be, and how well deserved it would be.
So you're nominating Ash to take the gong home.
Look, she's already won the Don, the Sportsman of the Year award that's put up by the Sport Australia Hall of Fame. But I think she should win more than that this year.
Mm, wow. Well, it's exciting times. I'm excited. So thank you so much, Todd.
Pleasure. Nice to chat.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.